Oh.
I don't know what I said. I don't
fuck
remember.
You. Fuck you and fuck you. Who's next?
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode here on Exotica TV, Happy Hours, Season Deux, Dan.
Season Deux. Season Douche.
Deux. I feel like I'm kind of French. Yeah, what, dude, you know, it's crazy to think. Okay, so we're on our second season now, 2021. Happy New Year to everybody. Merry Christmas. We haven't done a show since then. You know, I think that we all survived the holidays. But most importantly, Dan, it is 2021, and the world's a whole different place. So how are your holidays? How's anything been going on these days? What's happening with you?
Not a damn thing. The world's quiet. I don't know what's going on. Do you know, I actually spoke to somebody yesterday on a business call thing.
Right.
And it was like Verizon. And they had no idea what was going on.
What do you mean?
They go, what's going on out there?
Dude, like, that's because you're not talking to somebody in the country.
Well, they claimed to have no Wi-Fi, but yet they were on a call with us. So, and she was obviously going through a computer somehow. I don't know. She had no idea what was fucking going on, though. Anyway, how are you, Jay?
I'm good, man. Hi, I'm happy to be back. It was a nice, rejuvenating couple of weeks vacation. I feel like we've been on kind of a permanent vacation since, like, you know, February. But I missed you, man. I missed seeing your smiling, beautiful, skinned face.
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I miss seeing you. It looks like you like shaved a little bit on this, and you know styled your hair.
I'm trying to keep it together. It's not easy. I've gained the COVID-19. I've lost the COVID-19 over the course of the last 10 months or whatever it is.
You know, Pelotoning in your spandex.
I know. I should do an episode on my Peloton with my spandex on. See how that goes. I bet you the viewership would just skyrocket right through the roof.
It would.
So yeah, no, other than that, man, some housekeeping things. Obviously, if you did or didn't get the announcement today, we pushed what was supposed to be our first show of the year, in Miami in February. That ain't happening. Although from the building in February in Miami,
people could be flies on the wall. You would have loved our conversation. Yeah, but anyway, that got pushed.
Nobody understands why, in Florida, nobody understands why we're not going to do Florida. But outside of Florida, everybody understands why we're not going to do Florida. So it kind of like, whatever. It's all good. So
that'll be in September, people. And there'll be some other announcements coming. We're going to be, our schedule's going to change around a little bit. But hey, the governor of New Jersey today said that here in my home state, that we're going to be 70% vaccinated by May.
Dude, so that being said,
my resolution, by the way, is not to have COVID talk every fucking Friday.
Yeah, but we're getting this out of the way because I think people we still are Exotica, even though we're Exotica TV. My guess is by July everything's going to be up, rocking, rolling. It'd be a little different, but at least it will be open. And for that, I think our schedule at this point is looking like it's going to start in July. And basically run every 45 or 50 days till the end of the year. So get ready for Exotica 2021. It's going to happen. We just got to, buckle down and get this shit happening.
Jay, you know what people have missed more than us is our wonderful guests.
Your dog?
And we have two wonderful guests this evening.
Okay.
We have two.
Yes, we do.
I don't know what else to say, honestly. I mean, we're glad that they're on our first show of 2021.
They're virgins.
Off, right? Please welcome the lovely Cody Vore and Ainsley Devine. What's up, ladies?
Hey, ladies. What's happening? Happy Friday.
I almost introduced you, and we'll get into more of that later. Master Impressionist Cody Vore.
Yes.
But how you guys doing? Thanks for coming on and joining us for our first show of 2021.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome to 2021, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers. It's
you have your drink. Cheers.
It's been a long, arduous task, but we've all made it. So,
I added some Kahlua to my coffee, so I'm relevant for
that's
this.
That's the way to do it.
I want to give a shout out because I started happy hour-ish a little bit early. I went over and met a good friend of mine, a friend of Exotica, our buddy Mike. and you know, it's no secret, you follow the news, you fucking heard about it, but you know, got rid of his debt to society today, we'll put it that way. So we went out, and actually I went to a bar, Jay.
You did.
I had complete fucking anxiety, so I drank a little bit when I was there, but I didn't drive.
Good for you.
But anyway, I went out.
Well, welcome, Mike. Mike, back to the free world. You're enjoying.
Love you, brother.
I hope you're enjoying having that ankle bracelet off. These are the kind of people that Dan hangs out with. This is why Dan lives in North Jersey and I live far away. Because honestly, I just can't be caught up in all the bullshit that Dan gets caught up in.
Philly, so, where they threw batteries at Santa Claus.
That's right. That's true.
Oh, everybody knows criminals. Just not everybody gets caught.
That's
exactly. There you See? Go.
A lot of people are criminals. They just don't get...
It is like, you know, what he was in for, he didn't do. I wholeheartedly believe that. So anyway, welcome back to the free world, Mike. Thank you for taking my joke when I said I was going to take you to a tattoo parlor and get you a tattoo of an ankle bracelet. But I got
grabbed.
So anyway, and so, two couple things, Jay.
Yes.
We're not going to talk everything. How are you guys dealing with the fucking quarantine shit? We're not going to talk about that.
We're done with this. 2021, we're turning a new leaf. We're
not going to talk about COVID all the time.
No, we can't do it.
We'll talk about, we'll get in those things, but, and we're not going to talk politics, Jay.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Not going to talk politics.
No, it's going to get in there somewhere.
Absolutely.
I apologize. You know, I mean, we can kind of like, we'll steer clear of it. But every once in a while, like, this is the world that we live in. And the last 2 weeks have been fucking crazy. So, Dan, don't segue me like that and then tell me
all right,
I can't
talk about it. You don't get segue. So, Jay, I actually brought up, and, yes, you know, maybe this will make the list for 2022. But I actually made a little list of the top five moments of Exotica TV and the happy hour-ish for 21. Ready?
Look at you, Dan. Okay.
I know. I don't have little graphics, though. So coming in at was one of our kickoff episodes with Evan Stone as Joe Exotica.
You remember that show? It feels like forever ago that Joe, whatever, Tiger King or whatever, was actually a thing. That shit was like
almost a year ago, Jay.
It was like 9-10 months ago. Like, it feels like forever ago.
So for those who missed it, Evan Stone actually dressed up as Joe Exotica, had never heard of Tiger King or Joe Exotic until 24 hours before. He actually binge watched the whole thing in one night.
Try 24 minutes.
He refused to break camera. And where him and Katie Morgan live, it's actually, they actually have their own little animal compound. They had like a wallaby and fucking pigs. And he built a koi pond in their living room. So anyway, that was number four. It was fun. Five. I'm sorry. That was fun. Number four, Jay, was our Halloween episode.
That was a good one.
I was Bat Dan, and I talk like this the entire show. I wouldn't stop and really annoy people. And Jay thinks he looks like Tom Cruise, so he was Maverick.
Yeah. It's also the easiest costume you can put on and still drink it. So, you know.
So, anyway, that was a fun one. Number three, Jay, was when we had Little Sassy Cassie on, who, for those who don't know, she's the world's smallest stripper.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little person.
She also was broadcasting from her mom's basement, who screamed down for her for dinner. Sorry.
And our other guest, we had a musical guest from the mainstream world, a good friend of mine, this guy, PJ Farley. He was the bassist in a band called Trickster back in the 90s. He plays with Fozzie, Chris Jericho's band now. And
Fozzie Bear has a band?
Yes, Fozzie Bear has a band. Well, it used to be Fozzie Osbourne. But anyway, but at some point, the broadcast, it was like the scene from The Wedding Crashers, like Mom More Meatloaf.
Yes, it was.
Because the little person's mom, who was upstairs, started yelling down to her. She's like, hold on a second. Mom! I'm on here! That was number three. Number two was, it was a great show. We had Stormy Daniels and Tommy Pistol on. Do you guys know Tommy Pistol?
I know who he is, yeah.
Familiar.
Okay. The funniest guy in the world.
Well, his,
but we didn't know it during the interview. He was entertaining. Oh yeah, maybe not. But
maybe a little
after the show, after we stopped recording, and we got to get his permission, Jay, to run it, he broke out puppets and did a full on puppet show.
Yep.
But like Crank Yankers puppets, like the serious ones. It was awesome. See, now you mock me, you do not. And number one was Sarah Vandella.
Yeah, she lasted like 30 seconds.
She lasted 30 seconds.
Yep.
And then she just said, fuck you guys, and left us.
She got this weird vibe. She got this weird vibe that we were picking on her, when in actuality, there was literally none of that going on. I would admit to it if we were. And she was like, you know what? I'm done. And walked and away. Left.
Anyway, all right.
But that was it.
She was the only one to walk out on us this year. So, you know, I consider that a net win. Yeah. We're a new year. This is a whole new thing. Like, if one more person walks out, that only equals what we did last year. That doesn't even, like, you know, bring us over the top. So
I know both you guys are like, yeah, you have your own. You're both very active with your OnlyFans, I assume, right?
Mm-hmm. OnlyFans is the thing of the year.
Yep. Dude, talk about the winner of 2020.
In
the industry, yeah.
Honestly, I think, like, aside from, like, Tesla and maybe, like, Bitcoin at this point, like, I'm going to go ahead and say that OnlyFans had, even outside of adult, like, probably one of the best years of quarantine.
Yeah.
Dude, Elon Musk is now the world's richest man.
This is true.
He passed Bezos today.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That was my CNN alert this morning that woke me up.
All based on stock pricing and stuff. So, I mean, it's like, you know, he could.
No, it's net worth, dude.
Well, that's because he owns so much in stock. And so when Tesla, which has exploded in the last 9 months, his net worth jumps from there, too. I could see Tesla dipping again more than I could see Amazon going back down. You know what I mean? I have a hard time imagining that. But we'll see. The dude's fucking going to Mars. So, like, you know. What the fuck?
Would you guys ever take all of your OnlyFans money and invest it in Bitcoin?
You should have done it like 5 months ago.
So it's like an awful story. Like, when it first came out, my husband's like, hey, like, maybe we should, like, put like $1,500. And I'm like, do whatever you want to do. That's fine. Like, whatever. Like, didn't even think anything about it. Never even asked him if we did it. And then, like, not too long ago, he's like, yeah, I really wish I would have done that. I looked at him and I'm like, the one time I actually tell you, you can go spend money and you didn't do it. I'm like, what a dumbass. Like, we would have so much money.
So easy. So probably,
I did make a couple thousand on Bitcoin a few years ago. Yeah.
Nice job. So
Dan, I was pretty proud.
Dan picks on me all the time about this stuff, but we you know, probably what, the last like 3 months of the year, we decided to put this little scroller up on the bottom, and like, we accept donations, and you know, the little thing pops up if you send money in or whatever. We made a whopping $100, maybe 110. Nice. Like, I mean,
it was 118.
Don't quote me on this, but yeah. Okay. So $118 and I took all of it and I rolled it into Bitcoin. Actually, I rolled it into Ethereum, cryptocurrency. And
Ethereum better than Bitcoin right now.
Yeah. And Dan started busting my balls or whatever. And Dan, what did I tell you the numbers at yesterday? Like 400, like 300 bucks, 380 bucks, something like that. So,
well, there you go.
You know, I mean, like, all of a sudden we went from a small pizza party to a much larger pizza party. So
we just had this argument.
Maybe
that,
you can get some pop with your pizza.
Well, I like the way you think.
But, you know, it's like, yeah, we're just like looking at it. And I'm like, dude, it's not what I was saying. I was saying that you take your money and put the same amount of money into like a blue chip stock like Apple. And, you know, another person puts it into Bitcoin, and I think the Apple over the long term is going to be
worth more. I will agree on the long term side of it, but I mean, yeah. No, I think we'll all agree on long term, but short term,
I mean, I hope I'm not going to die in years or so.
It's really fun to watch when something jumps like 1800% over the course of like 3 months. You know, you're just like, you know, that's not like, oh, you know, cool, 6% gains. Like, anyways, this is not stock talk with Exotic TV.
I was about to say, stocks kind of feel like politics talk. Yeah, like, no. I feel like there's not a...
It's actually worse, I think. I don't know.
It is. But Cody, did you... So, I mean, with you're very... Both you guys are very active on OnlyFans. But Cody, I mean, are you going to be... Like, is this like the new thing for you? I mean, is it ever going to be... Are you going to come to an Exotica, either of you? Or are you just going to stay home and stay on OnlyFans?
I've been to Exotica.
Yeah. Well, but no, after, are you coming back is the question.
No, I see you coming back.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I've been doing some mainstream shoots, and I've been really enjoying them. So it hasn't been just OnlyFans. But that doesn't mean that I'm necessarily going to any in-person
right now.
Conferences anytime soon. I'd have to see, because I get kind of anxious in crowds, especially big crowds that are looking at me.
Which is crazy. I mean, it's actually crazy to, like, you know, yeah, I don't know. You would automatically expect that anybody, you know, any adult performer would be an extrovert. A wrong assumption, obviously, because there are
plenty
of people
that
aren't. Yeah, exactly. And
also, you can be an extrovert and still be anxious in a large crowd of people.
Okay. Makes sense.
You should bring your cat as your emotional support animal.
I think
my cat is. Yeah, I know. I know this whole. I've been kind of living alone, and so I am an extrovert. I'm used to having a lot of people around me, so it's been a wild year.
It is.
A Comic Man is your biggest fan.
Comic Man.
Biggest fan? How big are you?
Your biggest fan.
Huge.
He's
huge.
Huge.
He's this big.
Huge.
Huge.
Y-U-G-E. Huge. Oh, Dan, you tell me not to talk about politics, then you completely bring it back to politics every time.
No, I'm not. I'm actually doing an impersonation because
Cody is a huge impersonator.
Cody's master, publicist. Apparently.
That's right.
Cody's publicist sends us over, you know, who's also Ainsley's publicist, sends us over like some talking points with them, you know, so we know more about both the guys rather than just what we read on fucking porn Wikipedia or your bios on OnlyFans. And you're, quote, you do a great Shrek impersonation, a Tommy or Tommy Lahren impersonation. And that you went to college with her at UNLV, by the way.
I did go to college. I didn't sit in a class with her, but I did go to college at the college she went to at the same time she went to it.
Running
yes.
Rebels. Yeah.
Okay, so she was there at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to clear things up, you don't do a great Shrek impersonation.
I mean, I don't know. I think I'm. Let's
she thinks
see.
It's
I'm
great.
Pretty spot on. Just absolutely nailing that Shrek voice. You know.
It's interesting because Dan does donkey.
I do. Wait, what did donkey sound like again? It was Eddie Murphy, right?
I don't remember. I have no idea.
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, he sounded like Eddie Murphy. Yeah, he was.
I don't freaking know.
Oh, yeah. Anyways,
so that was your cue. So I guess you're not going to do the Shrek.
Do you have like a Shrek line? I'm not an impersonator.
She hasn't warmed up yet.
I did. Yeah. Let me, clear my throat. Hang on.
And then Ainsley, we're coming to you next. I don't think you're getting off this easy.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous to find out what Jay said that I do.
I know. Seriously.
Oh, we're getting there. Don't you worry.
Something about handstands. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, Cody, ready? Get out of my swamp.
Well, that's a loud one. Get out of my swamp! See, I'm not an impressionist.
Yeah, that was good.
That would
be. Get out of my swamp, bitch!
That was a master impression.
That's much better than the girls that do boob tube on Wednesday nights trying to do a Wookiee imitation. So you're far ahead of the game.
I can't do it again.
What I yawn sometimes to do it. No.
No.
Nope, we don't
have that.
Wait, ready, Jay? Was that good?
That was unbelievable.
Oh, Mackie Big da Force.
So, Ainsley, what about you? What is your hidden talents?
Yeah, we're rewriting your bio right now. We're going to send it to Jay.
Hold on,
we're
done here.
I can lick my elbow.
Oh,
that's no fucking way. I heard that's impossible.
Mm. Yeah,
it's impossible to lick.
Is it a long tongue or a short arm?
Both.
Okay.
And you have T-Rex arms and a lizard tongue and a Gene Simmons tongue.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a Gene Simmons tongue, they say.
I've heard that before.
I wasn't joking there. What?
So you know who Gene Simmons is. Okay.
Yeah.
I have my Gene Simmons doll.
Of course.
It's an action figure, not a doll.
Dan sleeps with it at night, so it's back there. A little uncomfortable.
Don't worry.
But I interrupted Ainsley. Ainsley was going to talk
about it. Go ahead, Ainsley.
I don't know about hidden talents.
Oh, wait, I got it. Ready? No, Jay.
What?
Ainsley's hidden talent? I got it right here. That you are an amazing golfer and you have a very low handicap on golf. Exclamation point, he put.
I do.
Really?
Yeah,
girls playing golf is kind of sexy. I like it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Easy to tiger,
I'm, We haven't been playing as much, but we're playing again, so that's good. We just joined a club again, so I'm getting to play more. But I got down to about a 9. I am about a 10.5, 11 right now. So, but I love it. It's a lot of fun.
For those of you that don't know, you want to go down, not up.
You
want to
go down. Yes. Yes. The lower the number, the better. Yes.
You want to go down.
Going down is good.
I love golf. I've played golf my whole life. I'm not horrible at it. I can kind of like, I actually do better the less I play, you know, kind of like that slight beginner's luck. As soon as you come out there thinking you know what you're doing, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Like then it's like, you know, oh, well, I hit great at the driving range. Like, let me go out here and I'm going to crush this. And then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, it's
ugly. I'm a decent golfer, but Ainsley, maybe you can help me and answer a question. So the windmill, do you go straight through the hole or do you try and bank around it?
Just over.
Over.
Oh, my God. I would use my pitching wedge for that.
Yes.
Exactly.
So I'll tell you a funny story. So my son, who just graduated high school last year, his first year, he's not the biggest athlete in the world, but he wanted to do something, right? So the coach talked him into joining the golf team, and he joined the golf team, and he comes home after his first match. I'm like, how'd you do, brother? He's like, shot an 82. I'm like, that's fucking amazing on 9 holes.
I was just gonna say, was it on 9 holes?
Yeah.
I broke 100 twice in my life.
You gotta start somewhere.
I have a scorecard somewhere. I think in my desk in the office. My best score, I shot like an 83 one time. Usually I'm right around 100, but you know, every once in a while you have those days that like everything clicks and you know.
Cody, what do you think is worse, talking about stocks or golf?
Yeah,
I was literally just thinking that.
So. Yeah, it's a sport that you either love or hate. So it's like, I can play and watch it all day
long. I like baseball, I like golf. Like I like playing golf. Like I like watching baseball. It's a beautiful day out. You got a beer in your hand.
I get fucking high and I watch baseball. And I just drift off and take a nap.
That's more. I don't watch either of them on TV. That just, you know, I'm more of a 90 Day Fiance kind of guy. But other than that, yeah.
90 Day Fiance.
I'm actually watching the new season now. It's just as trashy as it's always been. So
what do you guys so? Yeah. Cody, what did you binge, like both of you, what did Cody first, what did you binge watch during quarantine? What was your favorite guilty binge watch pleasure?
Oh, shit. I was watching, I haven't even finished Animaniacs, but I did start watching Animaniacs, the new season, mm-hmm. The reboot was pretty good. It was all right. Yeah. You know, they did a good job of rebooting it, I would say.
I love that show. I could watch any of the, like, it's funny.
Animaniac.
Midnight Gospel. I watched Midnight Gospel around the start of.
I haven't heard of that.
And it is amazing. It is a cartoon that is kind of a blend between a podcast and a cartoon. And it's made by Pendleton Ward and Duncan Trussell, who runs a like kind of almost esoteric podcast. It's a really surreal cartoon. It's like there's a conversation between two people happening, but there's also like another weird story happening.
So there's like a visual along.
It's really fucking good.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a whole story that's going on beyond just the podcast, and all the podcast guests are real people, but they're pretending to be like, I don't know. It's hard to explain unless you watch it, but it is really.
And what was the name of it again?
The Midnight Gospel. What about you, Ainsley? Yeah. What was your guilty watching? What would you recommend?
Well, we rewatched like the first few seasons of Breaking Bad. Yes. Love that show.
One of the best shows ever made.
I know. It's a great show. Yeah. What else did we
watch? I'm not going to lie. I really want to try their meth. I'm not a meth guy, but like, you know, it's kind of like when you watch True Blood and they did V, I was like, oh man, I got to try that shit. Like where can you get that? Like,
when you watch Cupcake Wars and they make those cupcakes.
And I want those cupcakes. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Exact same thing.
or you watch Diners and Drive-Ins and Dives, and you want to punch Guy Fieri in the fucking mouth.
That too.
Yeah, exactly.
He went to UNLV too.
Did he? Sorry about
me,
that.
Tom not earning any points with that
one. I know. So you're 1-for-3 now.
Oh, Guy Fieri is not the most punchable. No. Guys.
Joe Buck. Is.
Joe Buck. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Now we're going.
What else did you watch, Ainsley?
I'm trying to think. Even though everything was going on, we tried to go, because here in Arizona, we were really only shut down for a short period of time. And so we just tried to do stuff outside. And so the golf course was really closed down here for about 5 or 6 weeks. And that's so awesome. We played a lot of golf and then just did hiking and stuff like that.
Which, by the way, beats TV any day. So
yeah, exactly. This name of the show is escaping me at the moment. It's on, I can't think of what it's called.
Tell us the premise. I'll know it.
I think it's on Netflix. It's a family mm-hmm. in the Florida Keys. The mom and dad own a hotel.
Schitt's Creek.
No. Mom and dad own a hotel. I'm sorry?
Okay.
It's a drama.
And then it's a total drama. The guy that stars in it is the guy that was in Friday Night Lights.
My girlfriend told me to watch that and I didn't, and she keeps getting on my shit about
it. It's a great show. I cannot think.
Yeah, no. And I started watching it and I'm like, I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a great show, and they did 3 seasons. We watched a couple of those seasons as well. But
Bloodline.
That's about it. We tried not to watch too much TV. So,
Bloodline.
Yes, that's it.
Points for Dan.
It's a great show.
Ding ding ding.
I just looked it up.
Great show.
Okay, you can do that too. Fine. I just watched.
You know what? By the way, I looked up. The other thing I'm looking up here is notable alumni from UNLV. By the way,
UNLV.
How high on that list is Cody listed? We need to know. Is she on their homepage?
Flo Rida is from there, which I thought he would have been from you, but Flo Rida is from there.
Right.
Bunch of athletes. Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay. Jimmy Kimmel went to UNLV. Interesting.
Yeah.
Suge Knight did.
Okay.
Suge Knight. George Maloof.
Okay.
Gina Carano, the MMA fighter. Ashlyn Gere, who is a porn star, went there.
Dan, do you have anybody that you went to school with that like later went on to like, you know, be publicly famous?
Well, that grew up in like one of the towns I lived in was Barbara Dare.
Okay.
Former porn star.
Okay.
And Victoria Zidrock. A lot of people in porn.
Joanna
Angel? Ed Marinaro's from my town that I live in now.
Right. Mine was my college guy was Lamar Odom. He lived in the house next to us and used to come by and play basketball and stuff. Obviously pre-Kardashian days, crackhead meltdown days too. So he was an awesome dude, really like super chill. He was only there for like a year, maybe two. And when he would come back every year, the school does like this thing they call Keg Olympics. And basically like every night a different sports team sponsors a party. And so, you know, the night that after he had left and gone on to the NBA, he came back and he rolls in like this fucking pimped out like SUV driver. I don't even think he had a driver's license. They open the back of the SUV, pull out like 6 or 8 kegs. Then he walks into the dining room table and he throws down like a pound of weed just in giant Ziploc bags. And just like, it was very memorable. He was a really awesome dude. Yeah, it was entertaning. Of course, then he went on to like, you know, the infamous like Bunny Ranch issues and everything that he did. He kind of lost it there for a while.
We're not going to talk about the Bunny Ranch this year either, Jay.
Okay, we're cutting that off too. We should start a list maybe right on a wall somewhere.
I'm like, so you're not gonna
talk
topics about.
Not allowed to talk about. Like,
I just love like, I mean, I love Jay, your publicist. He's awesome. But this is like some of the best shit ever. Well, I know you want to do, and you mentioned before, Cody, that you want to do voiceovers and mainstream film work.
I mean, yeah, I would just love like, to. I'd love to do voiceovers. Yeah, no, I do. And that's something, I mean, yeah. That's something I'd like to do. And I have been doing, like, I've been doing some voiceover work on the side and practicing and stuff like that. And it's been really fun.
Nice.
So
do you,
yeah.
So, like, what kind of, like, mainstream stuff have you done or do you want to do?
I don't really want to disclose. If
what
that
do you see yourself
sense,
in 5 years?
It's not under my so Cody Bohr name.
Go ahead and have a seat over there in the corner.
So you got split personalities here. You got a dual life, like a double agent.
I have several personas that
persona is Vor Cody. It's like totally different.
Vor Cody. Yeah. I have Chris Luther, who is the Twitch streamer persona that I
was going to say, that sounds like an evil villain one.
Chris Luther with a K.
Oh, that's...
And you started a TikTok account, right? And you like shot up on there. And so how does a TikTok work? I mean, is that more mainstream?
I'm too old for TikTok. Please explain it to me.
It's just social media, but with videos. There's videos.
Boomer.
It's got videos and you do videos and they don't really frown upon like recycling content, doing the same trends, doing the same audios and stuff like that. And
right.
I think it's been really cool because I think that a lot of my fans are used to seeing me like just kind of promoting like sex stuff, sexual porn, hard porn, tits, dick, pussy shit. And
dicks, pussy shit.
And this is like, you know, this is a little more silly, a little more goofy. I mean, it's still kind of sexy, but it's more personal. And I think sometimes people want to see your face and hear you talk. You know, I started out as a cam girl, and so people really like knew me, or you know, kind of knew me when I was doing that work.
Did you use same name, same everything, and then like Cody Vor when you're camming?
Yeah, Cody Vor. Awesome. Same. I've been Cody Vor for this has almost been 5 years now. And
congratulations.
But I've been really enjoying the TikTok because TikTokers have been talking with me and chatting with me, and
they've been ticking with you, they've been talking with you,
they've been ticking and talking, duetting me, stitching me, you know.
I see my
guy the guy with the skateboard with the cranberry juice. I mean, he's a TikToker.
Dude, that shit's crazy, man.
Boomer is
Kieran
Boomer
Noir has an awesome TikTok.
You're a boomer.
No, I'm definitely not a boomer.
You're not a boomer because you say you're not a boomer. No, that's why you're a boomer.
No. It's like, no.
My daughter goes, okay, boomer.
I drew the line. My social media stopped at Snapchat. Once Snapchat came out, I was like, yeah, fuck this. Like, I just can't, like... It, shit disappears. I don't know what I'm looking at. Like that shit made me feel old. That was like the first time in my life that I did something and I was like, holy shit. What, like,
I'm young forever.
Yeah, no, we started Exotica spamming MySpace. So, you know, it was kind of like, oh, how the tables have turned, you know?
Well, Ainsley, you've been doing camming and stuff for, you know, a while. I mean, you were nominated, I think 9 times. As a 40-plus cam model?
I've been camming for a little over 4 years, and so that's where I started. And I started on Instagram, but camming was where I went to. I won an Expos award this year, so that was fun. Thank you. I'm old. I've got to be older than you, Jay. But I totally feel you. I hate the whole having to learn something.
Jay's
new
pretty fucking old.
I don't know. I'm pretty old. No.
I'm like I don't want to have to.
Notice
learn
you. But wait, hold on. I'm offended because
put it this way. You're not as old as
Jay.
Are you? You're definitely not as old as Jay.
Years old.
Yeah. He's just lived a hard life.
36, Jay.
I'm 47. So
okay. So you're in between Dan and I. You got me by a couple of years, and you're less than Dan by a couple of years. So.
But yeah, I hated Snapchat, so that was not, it was a platform I was not ever a fan of.
You said you got your start on Instagram. And
I did.
So were you like just one of the hot chicks on Instagram that you scroll by and everybody like, you just had followers flying in, or how did that work?
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, when I started on there, I just want to do something fun. I had lost a whole bunch of weight and I like felt really good about how I looked. And I'm like, I'm just going to post some fun pictures. And it just like, what the fuck just happened? I mean, I had no idea. And I knew what the term MILF was. I'd used it before. I was familiar with it, but I had never really like grasped like how big of a deal it was and how there are so many guys out there that apparently have mommy issues.
One thing I will say too is like as a guy at 42 years old who's been married for 12 or 14 years, I don't know, I don't count, but my wife will tell me. You know, you also sometimes want to see people that like are you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
you're not
necessarily trying to like, you know, at this point in my life, I'm not searching teen on Pornhub anymore. So like, you know, it's just not.
Is that your New Year's resolution?
Yeah, no, actually, I gave it up in 2020. I tried to give it up in 2019, but it didn't work. So I'm going to do it in 2020.
Yeah, and I tell my girlfriend all the time, you know, I mean, you know, she's beautiful. I mean, that's what I want to look at. I don't want to look at, you know, people or women that are old, you know, closer to my daughter's age than to mine, you know.
The key is that, and guys and girls, I think, have to understand that, like, you're unless you go through something, like you said, Ainsley, you said something about losing a lot of weight, like, you can go through those things and change how you look. But at the end of the day, like, when you look back, you know, in 10 years, you know, you may not feel the best about yourself, but you're still going to look better 10 years before than you did 10 years later,
yeah.
You know? And so like, I think that's what people kind of have to wrap their brains around, you know, enjoy it while you have it because
it
doesn't get better as you get older. So,
yeah. Cody, I know you're really involved too, you know, off the, you know, you do the help work with the Sex Worker Mutual Aid Fund.
Yeah, we started a Sex Worker Mutual Aid Fund in Las Vegas back in November. It's been going really well.
Explain to me, what is it?
Well, a mutual aid fund, the entire idea behind a mutual aid fund is that people from the community contribute money, and then people within the community who need money can take money out. It's like the give a penny, take a penny.
It's like a self-insured kind of thing, yep.
Yeah, and it's not charity work, it's community work. And the sex worker community has been hit really, really fucking hard by the coronavirus.
Sex convention business.
Yeah, well, yeah, and like less so, I mean, it's been impacting all industries, but especially for full service sex workers.
Of course.
Because, and for strippers, a lot of them don't get
right. They're not full time employees. They don't. They can't file unemployment. They can't go out.
Yeah, they can't file unemployment. They're risking their life in order to get clients. And when you're risking your life in order to get clients, you're going to be taking smaller. You're going to take lower payments because there's less clients. Like it makes it really, really hard.
I thought about that.
To make a living, and so it's really important that we have a way that people can just get funds to pay their fucking rent. You know.
That's yeah.
And everybody can go to it's swaidvegas.org.
Swaidvegas.org. SWAIDVEGAS.ORG.
Yes. Nice.
Go awesome. There. Donate all that stuff and help out.
And if you are a sex worker in Vegas and you need funds, you can request in that website too.
That's very cool.
So, that's great.
And if you're paying sex workers, don't try and lowball them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you are a client, and whether you're talking to full service, you're talking to a stripper, give your money to a sex worker.
Dude, it's the same as like, you know, waiters, waitresses, people in the service industry in general. Like, I mean, so many of them have been hit and it's, you know, it's ugly.
Really hurt.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what do you got, Dan? I see you brewing over there.
I'm brewing. Well, it's time for one of our little segments that we talked about. And then this is Kat's Curious. So I was speaking of my lovely, beautiful girlfriend, Kat. And Jay just likes playing this song on it. So what song is this, Jay, by the way?
I don't know. I found it on YouTube. It was free.
Okay, cool. We like free. But anyway, so my girlfriend.
Speaking of lack of income.
Yeah.
Did I mention that we made $100? So, you know, yeah.
Kathy asks these questions because she's not in the business, and you know, me being around people such as yourself and stars and workers over the last since we've been together 9 years,
10 decades.
But she always has the most interesting questions.
Interesting is the word that he uses to describe them.
It is. They're interesting questions because it's not. But I mean, one of the things is that she asked recently was, it's like, you know, when do you stop shaving down there? And yeah, because we're, you know,
when do you
around my age. When do you stop shaving? And then, you know, maybe I'll grow a landing strip. And one day she's like, I wonder if, you know, I'm starting to get gray hair or whatever. I wonder if it'll be gray down there. So, but then, you know, we start to thinking, is the bush back?
Discuss. I don't know if it ever went away.
It's, yeah. I haven't had one for a very long time, so I may not be the right person to ask to
Nothing.
Answer that question.
Like zero, no landing strip, no like.
No, I have a landing strip. And,
okay.
But I've had it for, gosh.
But a bush and a landing strip are two totally different things.
You don't want the wood floor. You want the landing strip in there a little bit.
Landing strip.
Okay.
Do you shave or do you wax?
I shave just to like upkeep, just minor upkeep. I mean, I had it lasered, and so that's what I did. And so it's just minor upkeep that I have to do here and there.
How bad was the laser?
It hurt.
Jay wants to get his pubes lasered.
No, yeah, I want to make it like in a heart, just over like the top of my dick, just like,
it hurts. Like the Exotica logo. You should get Jay.
I can describe it as like taking a rubber band and literally just going over your skin. Snapping it over and over and over and over and over again.
But at the end of the day, I'm going to guess well worth it.
Oh, yeah. No, totally well worth it. Okay. Because it, I mean, I hate shaving. So
the bush couldn't be back for you, even if you wanted it.
Nope.
So there you go. No. There's Anza's answer.
It would take a really, really long time for me to have it again.
She's got like a Chinese guy like growing a beard. Yeah, like she's got like two hairs just like, oh, yes.
You mean like a little tiny hairs poking out your hair?
I do have a bush.
Nice.
I think my customers love my bush. I know. Yeah, I don't know. I see it all over. It's up to you and your preference. I think. I mean, for me, like it was like I don't like shaving. It's work. It's it's really that simple. I was like, this is like so much work to do, and it grows back, and it's like really itchy. You get those like razor bumps everywhere, and I hated that shit. It didn't look good. It didn't feel good.
So do you just
trim,
let it all fly, or is it like, yeah, you know, a little like,
I don't,
yeah,
sculpt or anything? No. Okay. No, I mean, I, like I said, I trim, I wash, I trim, but right, like,
well, the washing was expected, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
So do you think with quarantine and people being home that the bush is going to make a big comeback?
I don't know.
See, I think it could go either way.
The bush is already making a comeback. I think it was already coming back, and because people are like, you know, like being more comfortable, like being all kinds of different body types, like all kinds of different ways of presenting yourself are becoming more acceptable.
You know
what,
I think
that more people are going to do all kinds of things.
And we've seen, you, Dan, some of the girls that we've had with Spotlight and stuff just don't shave armpit hair. Like, don't, they'll do, dude, everybody's kind of got
like
their thing.
One or two of them, I right. think. One was Storia, who never shaved his armpit, her armpits.
It's, you know.
And I don't know who the other one was. Who besides Storia didn't shave their armpit?
There was somebody.
There was nobody.
I went a year without shaving my armpits. I wanted there to be a bush, and I can't grow hair under my armpits.
Oh, it's just got like the little.
Very well.
I kind of draw the line there.
See, Dan,
I draw the line there and saying I'm not a meth guy.
Dan's so hairy that he has to wear his t-shirt when he shaves so he knows when to stop. So,
he's so fucking funny.
And by the way, just for those that are tuning in now, I showed my nipple earlier, not on air. And so we know that there's no hair there. So, yes.
Jay
I have
Manscaped.
Very hairy nipples. I have to shave my nipples all the time. My whole boob grows.
Shut
hair.
Up. Really?
Yeah.
I refuse.
There's a thing called TMI.
No, I'm joking.
By the way, because don't give me, like, women will have hair on their nipples. Like, it could happen. No, and, like,
I will tell, here's my story, hair. Right? My old guy story.
No, but I'm so talking before like, this, you know.
Before Exotic. So, like, I started my first job in the adult business was I was the managing editor of Genesis Magazine, if you know what Genesis Magazine was. I was that for.
I like to call that Hunting Camp Magazine, is basically what it was.
1997, I started working there, right? And. You know, I went when I got the job or whatever, and I had to go to a photo shoot, and we were doing this shoot. It was like to accompany a Howard Stern interview that we had in the magazine because, you know, we had to have legitimate articles in there. Anyway, the girl that was doing it, she posed, and we had a famous tattoo artist do a fake tattoo on her torso of like Howard's face and stuff. And they're shooting it. And then I go to the photographer. I'm like, wait, you know, like right there, I'm looking at the proof. And wait, what's that right there? There's a big, giant, long hair coming out of her nipple. That thing had to be like this fucking long.
I had and a girlfriend like, in high school that had a that had like not significant, but like there were like three or four that were just kind of like there.
And but dude, how do I? Yeah, but I'm thinking there, you know, and I'm like, all right, this is my first shoot or whatever that I'm being entrusted with, and what do I do here? You know, what is the protocol to tell? Do I tell the makeup artist to, you know? So I tell the makeup artist, I'm like, hey, there's a hair in her coming out of her nipple. Can you do something there? He's like, what do you fucking want me to do? It's like, I'm a makeup artist, you know, and I'm, you know, and I'm, it was like, you know, and then I'm like, looking at the photographer, like, you know, Angelo, you see that shit, you know, and he's like,
curl it or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, finally, I'm just like, you know what, fuck it. I'm like, I go to her, I'm like, excuse me, you got like this, you know, nipple hair here, you know, and she's there, well, can you pull it out for me? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yank it out.
Literally, I'm like,
yes, I can.
And I just fucking like grabbed it, and I fucking yanked it. And we went on with the shoot, but that was my nipple hair story.
That right there, that's professionalism.
Yeah,
that's professionalism. Yeah. So the verdict
the
is
only
the
thing
bush
better
is back.
Would have been if you would have grabbed it with your teeth, but that's okay. We won't. Go.
Yeah. I think so that would have taken the professionalism out of it. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, like
less professional.
Yeah,
more impressive.
Yeah, there you go.
So the bush is back. Armpit hair is not
as long as you haven't had it lasered, because then it's never.
Cody
coming back.
May or may not then have hairy nipples.
That. Yes. Yep, we haven't figured out yet.
You just have to find out on my OnlyFans or on my Twitter, where my nipples are very frequently posted.
Her OnlyFans, it's dreadlocknipplecody.com.
Dreadlocknipplecody, impression master.
Exactly. <Yes. laughs> Man, we are completely rewriting your press kit right now. So
it's on brand for me. It's okay.
Yeah, tell Jay that he's going to get our bill later.
But you do have, your Twitter is safe for work though, so it's Cody Vore SFW at Cody Vore.
Well, no,
Cody Vore. I have a safe for work Twitter and a not safe for work.
And a not safe for work.
The safe for work Twitter is look upable because the other one is always shadow banned, and I get worried somebody's gonna get rid of it. Twitter's gonna axe me, and then I'm gonna have to go back into my.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened on Instagram. We have a million followers on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. This is Dan's weekly pitch for people to get an Instagram page back. Can we add that to the list in 2021?
I brought here people. I brought lots and lots of money. This is real money. Cash.
Wow, you have so much real money.
Oh my God.
I do. This is for our Instagram.
And you said the sex worker business was down.
Get
Come
our
on.
Instagram back. I've been saving this.
It's true.
I
broke over my piggy bank, and that's it. This is what I'm going to use to feed my children. But
instead
I want to.
We're
going to
buy Ad Exotica from Instagram back. Yeah. Now we got taken down, and then we got put back up, and then we got taken down again, and then we got put back up, and then we got taken down again, and I think it stayed down from there. So yeah, it's
a fuck your couch.
We're real close to being done with Facebook too. Like real close. I mean, it's just. Our main guy who
that site.
Dude, it's the fucking worst. And like so our production director, who's been with us for 15 years since we've been doing this, like was the, you know, he got Facebook linked up and like got all of our pages set up and did all the stuff. He gets kicked off Facebook because of like posted content from like years ago. Every 3 months?
It was literally 6 years ago.
So shout out to Ted, who is now, for everybody that knows, off of Facebook. I think he can see it, but he can't post anything for 90 days. They just banned him for 90 days. And it's and it was like a promo video of like, you know, it was not what, you know. By the way, it took them until yesterday to ban Donald Trump. But for some reason, they banned us like years ago. Like if it's sex, then it's a whole different thing. Like, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
What if you're telling people to storm the Capitol with pitchforks and minotaurs?
Go for it. That would be crazy. Would have been just as crazy as what happened. Well, anyways.
Jay, I can't wait to see. So we do a little segment here called Weekly Update with Jay Handy.
Oh, are we going into it?
We're going to go into it, dude.
Oh, wait. Oh. Oh, now we're going into it. What's
that?
Don't worry. We haven't quite got to it yet. Oh, okay. It's going to come. That's a part of weekly update.
Better I just come.
Kind of clicked on a button too soon. You'll get it.
So Jay also thinks he's a master impressionist and does this thing of a news person. So check it out.
Oh, there's no master impression is happening here. It's just basically I like to, you know, usually we do the show every week. So it gives me kind of a week to like watch dumbass shit on Reddit and kind of just like steal everybody's jokes. So that's pretty much like, you know, what it's come down to. I like to call it weekly update with Jay Handy. We'll just jump right into it. Okay. So you ready, Dan? Because
I'm ready.
You look excited. All right. So
Cody and Ainsley look very excited.
First up today, okay? A New York man is suing King's Hawaiian for not making sweet rolls in Hawaii. I don't know if you guys saw this, but apparently a New York man was not happy to learn that King's Hawaiian sweet rolls are not made in Hawaii, so he's suing them. The class action suit filed on last Friday, in Manhattan's in Manhattan, the accuser said that basically they're selling baked products and defrauding customers by suggesting that they were made in Hawaii. That's how dumb some of this stuff has come. Now, one thing, wait until this guy finds out about French fries.
Yeah. Okay.
So, story number two. Here we go. Oh, that's a good one. A company is offering to pay
that
couples.
That totally is not me and Jay, by the way, it just is. So you guys know.
By the way, I'm the one without the hairy legs. So a company is offering to pay couples $3,000 to have sex on different mattresses. If you and your significant other are up for the challenge, Sleep Standards is looking for 5 couples to have sex on different mattresses and report back to them on which one is the best. The pay, it's $3,000. So they've said, and here's a quote from Sleep Standards, said, "We're looking for 5 lucky couples that can take part in our experiment. We'll send you a new mattress every week, and all you have to do is give us your honest review on how good the mattresses are for sex. That's right, you can get paid for doing what you do on your regular everyday life, sex." I told my wife this, and she said that she wouldn't do it for anything less than 10 grand. See, Dan, you were right.
All right, so here's my punchline was, ready? And then we'll see if anybody else. My punchline was, why don't they get you the adjustable bed, and how much would it pay you to see if you can blow yourself?
All right,
Cody, you care to write a punchline for this?
We're moving right along.
They're moving right along over here.
Is that Tegan?
Yeah.
Is it? Kind of looks like her tattoos. I don't know. Anyway. Nurse.
Now there's, you know, I know it's not Tegan. There's no pocket square with her boyfriend.
Oh my God. Okay, moving on. Nurse strips off PPE suit and has sex with COVID patient in the hospital's toilet. Later gets suspended. A man who tested positive for the novel coronavirus had sex with a nurse on the toilet of the hospital and shared gory details on his social media. He uploaded a screenshot of WhatsApp message or on WhatsApp and basically posted a bunch of videos of them, you know, in this bathroom. Kind of ridiculous, but you know, I might think that this is crazy, but remember, nurses are always first in line to get the COVID injection.
Yeah.
Ooh, see that?
Yeah. I get it. I see what you did there.
Okay. That's a good one.
The COVID injection. You get it?
Yeah. Here's
that shit. That probably just got us kicked off of Facebook. I don't know. We'll see. All right. We're wrapping in here. So, really, the last one, and this goes against every Dan rule that we had. So, we all heard
that rules.
We all heard the
suggestion.
Dan, did you hear yesterday or on Wednesday? The Antifa stormed the U.S. Capitol building on Wednesday. Did you hear that? Oh, that's right. It's because I meant domestic terrorists. Anyways, it took mere 4 hours for President Trump to address his loyal yet very gullible following, asking them to stand down. At the end of the 2.5 minutes taped, I got the picture up there. Okay, make sure. At the end of the 2.5 minute taped segment, Trump said that the terrorists were both loved and very special. Of course, I'm sure we can all agree that 4 hours is entirely too long, but you know who doesn't agree? Where is he? There he is, Eric Trump. Eric Trump, he's been waiting to hear those words out of Donald Trump's mouth for his entire life, okay?
That he's loved and he's special?
Yes. Anyways, listen, in the end, Trump did exactly what he said he was gonna do. Republicans have lost the presidency, they've lost the Senate, they've lost the House. That son of a bitch actually made America great again. There you go. All right. Anyway, so that's my political thing. We're moving on. Now you get to see the video that I accidentally played earlier. This last part of the segment.
I was getting worried there. I thought that was from your private collection.
No, it is the last segment I like to call the money shot. Okay. It's not me. It's not talking about stories. It's just a fun video for you guys to enjoy. So sit back and enjoy. Here we go.
Y'all ready for this?
All right, like there we go.
It looked like Shrek's ear.
Thank you very much. This is another episode of Weekly Update with Jay Andy. By the way, that was not Shrek's ear. You know who it looked like? Do you remember the game Doodle Jump? Yeah. Anybody remember this game? No?
Before my time.
All right, well, then there you go. So anyways, I got applauses going all over the place. By the way, did that photo just show up? You don't remember this game?
Doodle Jump? Did. No. Yeah, see? It came up.
No. I vaguely remember that game.
It was like a bad like iPhone game back in the day. So I saw
that like Snood.
Yeah, you just like tip your phone left or right, and it like would jump up things levels, and you just have to get as far as you could. Whatever. Anyways, so there you go. I'm done. I'm done for the day. I'm just gonna sit back and have a drink. You guys, let me know how the show ends.
I know.
I'm just pretty fucking beat up over the fact that the King's Hawaiian rolls are not made in Hawaii still.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Are Girl Scout cookies made out of Girl Scouts?
You know, I did not find out where they are made out of. Like, it'll make me feel better if it's other, like, some other, like, beautiful island somewhere. Then I can deal with it. If they're made in, like, Newark, then I'm like, I'm not happy about it at all.
It's a Hawaiian recipe.
What do you have?
Where
stock
do they say
in
it's
Hawaiian?
Actually made in Hawaii?
Dude, they said right in the name, it's called Hawaiian buns.
That's the same kind of jerk off that like tries to sue people for like ladies.
Yeah, we did that. We got sued for Ladies Free Friday one time. Yep, that was fun. California, man. Yeah. California is a crazy fucking Wild West. You can sue anybody for anything for lots of stuff. So, I'm going to guess that the Hawaiian guy is probably not going to prevail. The real kicker with that stuff, though, is the reason that they do it is that the insurance company will look at it and be like, I'd rather give this guy $50,000 to go away and not pay lawyers to like, not defend it and whatever. Because, those guys are going to spend $100,000 on lawyer fees just having conference calls about what to deal with the asshole that's suing us because our name says Hawaiian, you know? So it's just more worth it for them to pay it out and move on.
Yeah. They're made in LA.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
the
company is based out of LA.
See, Ains has done the research on this.
Yeah, they have an East Coast
in Newark
hub now. It's right outside of Atlanta, it says as well.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel
better. Fake news. I can't wait to not hear the word fake news anymore.
You're never not going to hear it, dude. It's a part of the fucking world now. That shit is going to be.
Like the things that have like
that is no longer like a Donald Trump term, like whatever. That is a like that's just a
permanent term.
I agree.
You know how like every year like Webster's dictionary adds like a couple of random words to the shit, like and that's one of them. Or two of them. But it's gonna be that shit's here to stay, unfortunately. It can't add it to the list of things on our wall that we're not gonna talk about this year.
Cody, what word would you like to see get added to the dictionary?
What word would I like to see get added to the dictionary? Uh-huh. I don't believe in dictionaries, man.
Mine's fuckwithery.
Fuckwithery.
I enjoy yeet.
Yeet is a good word.
Yeet is a solid word.
Yeah, yeet's a good word. I have two young kids, and like that shit gets tossed around all the time. Like
yeet is a great word.
Could you yeet me that? Like that's
my almost 16-year-old daughter's like, come on, dad, yeet. And I'm like, yeet.
I said yeet in porn recently.
Did you?
It would be ass-tastic for me.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ass-tasked.
What was yours, Dan?
Fuckwithery.
Fuckwithery. Okay. I like it.
Jay, what's yours?
I said yeet.
Yeet.
I would add yeet.
I think yeet might be there.
There's like all kinds of like, so it's been really kind of fun actually. I have an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. And so I like, and they're getting old enough now that they have like outside like exposure to shit. They say things that they don't just hear in the house anymore. You know what I mean? Like, now that they're older and out and whatever. And, or I guess more online now, which is even more terrifying. But, between like yeet, simp, like all the fucking, it's sometimes I don't even know what they're saying anymore. And it's entertaining.
Here's a sentence for yeet. Alex finishes his soda and proceeds to yeet his empty can into a trash bin.
That's exactly right.
Alex, while throwing the can, yeet.
I thought of a word I would add.
Oh yeah, what is it?
With all the abbreviated words, so it's kind of scary. It's like
Cody, what do you got?
Himbo.
Bimbo.
Himbo.
Himbo. Oh, okay.
Bimbo.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure bimbo is probably, I don't know if it's in there or not, but it's definitely a known word. But himbo is great. It's also self-explanatory, I think, for what it is.
Yes,
it is.
Would a himbo have a mangina?
Yeah.
Does a himbo have a mangina?
Not necessarily. Yeah, not necessarily. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other one, astastic, an astastic mangina.
The other word,
an astastic himbo.
The other word that gets thrown around by those young whippersnappers on TikTok these days is cap. Like no cap. Yeah. Like cap is in like lying or not telling the truth. So like,
well, that would be sus.
Sus is like suspect. But
I know, but that would be sus if you were there.
No, it's like you're sus, no cap. So in other words, like you're suspect, no cap. And it comes from a fucking like Chris Brown song or Drake song. No, I think it's Drake. Comes from a Drake song. And like, wow, it's what all the, yeah, there you go. It's like what all the, it's what all the kids in the block are saying. I don't know. God, I gotta start dyeing my hair. I should be like, pretend like I'm 23.
I wonder if his mangina would be WAP.
Purple. I'm gonna be a purple head.
My girlfriend tells her, like, somebody, she's like, why don't you dye your beard? I mean, just the fucking fuckwithery I would get from Jay alone on my beard.
This is true. I actually, for a minute, like, so I, when I grow a beard, it's all white. Like, the whole thing is white. And it's been that way since my hair, like, before my hair turned all white. And,
you look like Jay Jonah Jameson.
I had, like, a brief moment where I thought in my head, I'm like, you know, what if I dye? No, can't do that. Like, you just, your brain wants to go there, and then you realize that there's just no fucking way that I...
If I had facial hair, I would absolutely dye it.
Really?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You also told me you have dreadlock nipple hair, so I'm not going to believe you.
If I could grow facial hair, I would have a glitter beard. I would have a purple beard. I would have a
She'd have a
beard.
Viking hat on. She'd be standing in Congress. It'd be like, it'd be crazy.
But what if it was brown? Would you still like dye it?
If it was brown, oh, you'd have to bleach it first, and then you dye it.
See, Dan, I have
it's everything. On your face,
yeah. You can shave it off, and if it doesn't look good, you can just shave it off. It's not like you would take a whole lot of dye, you know.
Yeah,
I kind of want a beard.
You want a beard to match your nipple hair? Beard.
I just want like a beard. I want to be able to like go into my closet and take the beard off the shelf and put it on my face sometimes.
Well, and for guys, and like, especially, you know, Dan can grow a beard in like 45 minutes. So like,
yeah, seriously.
Yeah. So,
like I shaved the rest of my face. I've had the goatee forever now, but I grew a beard like when this shit first started happening in like 2 weeks. I had a full beard and my daughter's just like, shave it, please. It's white. You look starting to look like Santa Claus.
I can't get laid with a beard.
For extra income.
There you go.
If it was, but it's not like I could make money being fucking Santa right now.
Over the holidays.
Damn. There you go. I see a career.
Am I gonna go door to door social distance Santa?
There you go.
I actually saw a family took a picture with Santa, and they were all like on the front of him like this or whatever, and Santa's just in the background. They actually had that in the mall. That's how you did it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, welcome to COVID Santa.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You guys make millions of dollars on your OnlyFans and get in the top 1%, Ainsley. And, people like me have to fucking maybe be a social distancing Santa at fucking the Bergen Mall.
Is that what OnlyFans models in the top 1% make millions of dollars?
Trillions. I heard.
I don't know that I've heard.
Why aren't you doing this in front of your Bentley? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's why Elon Musk. That's where Elon Musk got all his money from, right? From OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.com/Elon Musk.
Exactly.
Oh, Dan. I bet you both made more than Exotica TV has. So.
I'm not going to throw my glass, but I'm with Cody.
There you go.
Eat it.
Yeet.
I'm dry.
Yeet.
Ainsley, you finish your fucking coffee?
Almost.
Finish your coffee because we're going to wrap it up. Cody, remind everybody where we can find you.
Oh, shit. I'm drinking. I can't do this. Hold on. Okay, there we go.
Dude, look at that. Wait, that's crazy. You didn't list that as your hidden talent?
Y'all never even asked me to prove that I can lick my elbow.
Wait,
prove it.
Hold on just a second. Taking this off. All right, I want to see this.
Okay, prove it.
Right. Dude, she can't.
What the fuck is that thing?
She can lick her elbow.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
You must have freakishly small biceps.
They say that fucking...
Look at that tongue. That is totally a Gene Simmons tongue, by the way.
And she's got to get it around the boobs, too. Like, I mean, it's like, that's impressive.
That is pretty
impressive.
Double
jointed, long tongue, small arms.
Very, very
impressive. Can across the wall.
I don't have a talent like that. I'm sorry.
So you can find,
I can do that Jay with my...
Started putting it up. You can find Cody at Gene Simmons.
Oh, my God.
ElbowLickingTrex.com.
Find me on Twitter @Cody_Bore, CODI_VORE. I got a little T-Rex arm.
Oh my God. Wait, I want to know. So at some point in your life, somebody said like, hey, I'm reading this article and it says that nobody can lick their elbows. Like, right?
So what made you try?
Yeah, what was the reaction?
You're like, I bet I could do that. And then you try it. Like, and you're like, wait, okay, I can't.
I'm so far away. I mean, it's like literally like.
Yeah, I'm like,
exactly.
I'm not even close. Yeah.
I've got to watch y'all try.
Yo,
I just tried.
I'm not even close. Like, I can't even.
Like, I'm like a good, like.
Not even close.
There you go. Yeah.
Not even crazy. Close.
Fucking crazy.
What she can't do in voices, she can make up for an elbow licking.
One eyebrow.
There you go.
That's what I'm going to put on my bio now. If you go find me on my Twitter, you'll see my bio. We'll say that.
Okay.
Elbow licking T-Rex.
Makes total sense.
Yeah. They just do that on your OnlyFans? Lick my elbow? I used to have a tip option for it on my free cams when I used to stream.
That's fucking awesome.
I used to. Yeah, because people would be like, you can't do it.
That shit's a moneymaker right there.
I don't know. If Jay and Ainsley, I'm a little bit over 50 now, but did you guys used to watch Happy Days?
Sure.
No.
And remember the one episode where they had fucking the guy that would put the quarters stacked on his elbow and flip it down?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a bar trick. Like,
no, but that was like in Happy Days. He was trying to set the Guinness World Record on Happy Days. Anyway, I just sat there fucking spraying quarters all over the fucking house. My father wanted to punch me in the fucking mouth. He probably did.
Well, you know what, Dan? He probably didn't think as less of you as if he had walked in and you were trying to lick your own elbow. So.
It's like, when did Ron Jeremy figure out that he could suck his own dick? Probably in prison now.
But there's a lot of guys that can do that. Not a lot, but I think there's like, you know, certain percentage of the population that could do that.
Did you ever try to do it, Jay?
I mean, who hasn't at least tried? I mean, but you know, it's like licking your elbow. You go like this and you're like, yeah, that shit ain't ever going to happen.
I just tried.
I feel like my tits would get in the way.
You've never actually like stretched and thought like there's no way that would like,
no,
like
dude, there's, you know how flexible I'm not.
I know, but like, dang, 100 years back in the 1800s, like you were
back
younger.
In the 1800s, I still wasn't flexible.
Okay. Well,
never. Ainsley.
Try to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Ainsley, remind everybody, where can we find? There we can find you.
Yes, we can.
There you can find me. Yes. All those places.
Chasing Ainsley.
On Instagram. Yep.
I like that everybody always has to get slightly creative on Instagram because, like, either A, it's already taken, or B, you've already lost your account.
You've been shut down.
Yep, we are already lost my account. Yeah.
So you started on Instagram. Did that account go away at a point?
Yep.
Oh, did it like break your
heart? How many followers did you have?
Yeah, about 750,000.
That's like where we were. Oh, it's so painful.
Yeah. It's painful. You know what's crazy is just like we talk with people, you know, and I remember we were, Jay and I, you know, we had a conference call with these guys that run this other convention, and they're talking about, and these are guys that are like your celebrities that were on a major TV show, and like, you know, so-and-so, you know, has, you know, 200,000 followers, and it's now, I'm like,
yeah, bitch, I'm got fucking 1.2 million. I'm an influencer. I have like 78,000 followers on Twitter. You're like, no, that's sorry.
Our Zonica has like 1.3 million or something, yeah, Twitter, you know, like, and we had Instagram.
That's but right. Anyway. And fuck Facebook. Anyways.
Anyway, Jay, you know what, Jay? This was fun with these two.
This was fun.
I had fun on the show.
I appreciate you two. Yeah. It was a great way to start 2021, right?
That's I know.
This was the most important thing that happened in the last 7 days, 8 days.
Yeah, totally.
Well, isn't that special?
I feel we're all friends now.
We go way back. We're like, you know, come July when Exotica start to open back up, you know, we might have to coax Cody out of her house, but you know, Ainsley will be ready to go. We'll all be there. She'll be there licking elbows. Ainsley will bring her three iron.
Ainsley, who do you guys cam with?
I cam on streaming.
And
I mostly cam on OnlyFans now.
Yeah.
OnlyFans. All right, well, check.
We love streaming. We love
check out Cody's Shrek impersonation on OnlyFans.
All of our sponsors, by the way, that have been stood by us while we've been down for the count here due to COVID: My Free Cams, Cam 4, Chatterbait, Bad Dragon, Streammate, Sapphire in New York and Vegas. Clips for sale. Who else? We got Brazzers and Fam Centro and.
Everybody's
the list goes on and on.
Love, I do love this industry because everybody's been so supportive as we've dealt with all this shit. So it's we're looking forward to getting back up and functioning.
Except for Sarah fucking Vandella.
Sarah Vandella, she does not like us. But other than that, everybody does. So
we don't like her either, Jay.
You know what, Dan?
Everybody likes me too.
I told you that, so you didn't listen to me. I knew this was going to happen, by the way. Not this, but like when she stormed out, I was like, it's going to be a problem. And 30 seconds later, it was a problem. Yeah, whatever. Told you so.
Yeah, told you so. You know what? Jay, I had fun. You had fun.
I did.
Ainsley, Cody, they had fun.
We did.
Let's wrap this fucker before one of them leaves on us. Thank you for sticking by us and not leaving.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, fuck this. Everybody.
By the way, when the show ends, you guys will just disappear. So don't think we just hung up on you. You guys were awesome. Everybody, be here next week, next Friday. Check out all our previous episodes on exotica.tv, www.exotica.tv. And check out all the latest show info on the upcoming Exoticas at exoticaexpo.com. Everybody, continue. Even though it's a new year, we still want you to mask up and stay safe.
And stay sexy.
Yay. Thank you.